Now, after applying the transformation, we can get an alternative state space representation of the E11. The reason we get this form is actually going to use it later on to construct a dilation of the matrices. And that I really cannot give too much explanation here. So in order to prove that result, actually what we're going to do is we're going to dilate E11 to a big matrix trans function by adding more inputs and outputs, so that E11 and the E matrix is actually square. And note that E11 itself may not be square. So by adding more inputs and outputs, so we can make the dilated trans matrix square. And not only that, the way we're going to add in the inputs and outputs in such a way so that E becomes an all-pass function. This is the whole idea of how this proof is done. The whole idea is here is how to adding more inputs and outputs in such a way so that it becomes an all-pass. Now, you may ask me why, how I end up with such a transformation. This is somehow a little more complicated, but this is the whole point. And this is where why I'm saying it's nice, but it's a little more complicated to explain. So I'm not going to go into too detail. But the whole idea is the way I'm going to adding more columns on the B matrix and more rows on the C matrix and some on the D matrix is such that E is an all-pass function, which we're going to show in the next page.